This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Attorney General's office closed down two COVID-19 testing sites. Attorney General Bill Weiser says that McEgan was not handing over test results to state health officials from the sites on Wood Avenue and Betty Drive here in Colorado Springs. Weiser says that McEgan could potentially reopen those sites soon.
The absence of reporting leaves us with no information, and I believe that was the core problem. They're required to report the test results and weren't doing it.
Anyone who got tested at those locations are urged to go to another site to get a test done again. A Colorado judge is dismissing a lawsuit seeking to stop the Defense Department from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for military personnel. The U.S. District Court judge in Denver threw out the lawsuit last week. Two service members filed a lawsuit against against Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, saying he was putting a vaccination mandate in place. Those service members claim COVID-19 vaccines would cause them irreparable harm. The judge said the military had procedures in place that would allow them to claim exemptions or appeal if an exemption was denied.
Former Colorado Springs City Councilman and El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn has launched his campaign for mayor in 2023. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with that story.
The retired Air Force officer has 15 years of experience in public office and is entering the 2023 mayoral race in what he's calling historic times. Glenn says he will prioritize things like supporting the individual right to get vaccinated or wear a mask, opposing efforts that intentionally or unintentionally create a two-class society, one for the vaccinated and one for the unvaccinated. He says he wants to continue the fight for Colorado Springs to permanently host the U.S. Space Command, prioritize infrastructure improvements in the city's southeast corridor, and support flexible zoning to increase affordable housing options.
That is Jessica Grunling reporting. After a week of contentious public debate, Colorado Springs has a replacement for former city councilman Richard Scorman. Stephanie Fortune was named to the council following a 5-3 vote Friday afternoon. She now takes over the District 3 seat, encompassing downtown and southwest Colorado Springs, and that lasts until next year's public election. Her appointment comes after a vigorous email campaign was waged, with many residents upset that the council would appoint a relatively conservative newcomer to replace the progressive Scorman.
I think when you see it all shake out, people care and they care deeply, and that's wonderful. However many emails that were sent and whatever people said, that's a beautiful thing. And so what I hope is that I'm going to bet that most of the emails that were received against me are people who don't know me.
Council members say the process was done according to the city charter, pointing out that had they opted for a special election, it would have cost taxpayers anywhere between $100,000 and $300,000. Colorado Springs is seeking additional volunteers for its police accountability panel. Three members of the Law Enforcement Transparency and Accountability Commission have stepped down recently. The positions open are for one voting member and two alternate members. Board Vice Chairman Steve Kern said their biggest impact since then has been their advocacy for alternate response teams on certain 911 calls.
That will consist of a social worker and an EMT. They will be able to call for armed response backup if they need it. But in many cases, 911 calls are not about somebody breaking the law or somebody who is violent. They're about somebody who's got a mental health issue.
Applications are due by 5 p.m. on January 25th. More information on applying is available on the city's website.
And King Soopers is planning to hold more negotiations with a union representing thousands of workers and the company. The grocery chain released a statement last night saying the two sides would meet again later today. Negotiators met over the weekend, but no progress was announced.
Workers
represented by the UFCW Local 7 went on strike last Wednesday, seeking higher pay and better benefits. Workers have been picketing in Denver metro area stores, but the union has not told employees in Colorado Springs to do so at this time.
Sunny and mild ahead for your Monday afternoon, about 60 degrees Colorado Springs, 63 in the Pueblo area. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight into Tuesday morning with morning lows in the low to mid-20s. Once again, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies Tuesday afternoon, 57 Colorado Springs, 62 in Pueblo. We will see a small chance for some snow showers overnight into Wednesday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.